Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Lenise Peterman, the new mayor of Helper City. First off, Mayor Peterman, it's great to get you in. I really appreciate you taking out the time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to speak with you as well as the community. So this is wonderful.
It's probably got a nice ring to it, right? Mayor Peterman, like it's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I tell everyone, just call me Lenise. You know, so it's what it is.
Okay. So. Well, you recently were sworn in. We're now in the 2018 year. You get the election process. It's behind you now, which I'm sure you ran for the very first time. You've never run for office, but you told me that when we were talking a bit off the cuff here. So I'm sure this whole process in general probably could be somewhat overwhelming, I would assume.
Oh, it's not so much overwhelming because you're excited to engage and you're excited about the possibility of serving the community. But there's some learning to do with that, you know, making sure you're properly registered and then kind of figuring out your game plan for how to reach out to the community and have them hear your message to see if it appeals to them and then results in votes.
So when you get sworn in, is it kind of like, whew, okay, now the fun begins. Now it's a go.
Right. The hard work really begins, you know, now. After I was elected, I did start working on several things because, you know, there is a learning curve. Having never served, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we're executing things properly. So I have so much to learn, and I'm taking advantage of trainings and expertise made available to me to ensure that, you know, I'm doing the right things and doing them the right way.
I know it's a very exciting time in Helper right now in general, but one of the things that stood out to me, we did the multiple meet the candidate sessions, and this works hand in hand with you know, those that ran for city council as well, and Mallory and Donna who won their election, and even former Mayor Ed Chavez. One of the things that just stood out to me during these meet the candidate sessions was the loyalty and the compassion that you guys have for Helper. I mean, it's really unique in a sense. I mean, I know that Helper's a special place to begin with, but boy, it was really on display. I mean, that's one thing that stands out.
That is a very strong attribute the city has, and one I am clearly looking to maximize as we try to create Helper as a destination for guests. So that is a tremendous element. It comes together collectively from the historic aspect. We have a great history, a very unique history in Utah. And then you add in this great artist community that we have available to us and top it off with some great geography, you know, trails, the river, you know, just a street over from our main street. Those types of things collectively just really create quite a buzz. And we've really been focused on a grassroots effort over the last year to help drive that and to draw in the community and have them embrace the concepts of changing a few things, not to disregard our history, but to enhance and to let people know we're on the map and to stop in and visit us.
I know one of the big topics has been the Helper Revitalization Program, the plan. So is it accurate to say that holding the the office of mayor today is completely different than what it would have been 4 years ago? Because it seems like Helper has evolved quite a bit in a very short period of time.
I think that's accurate. One thing that we were able to do working on the revitalization is we were fortunate and selected for a sustainable design assessment grant. And when that occurred, it brought in these outside experts aimed at our particular challenges, which, you know, we listed as economic. You know, we want to create an economy, a sustainable economy, our gateways into and out of the city, and just some other things. And bringing that group in from the outside in was so tremendously uplifting to the community. The engagement by the community was huge, and we're really looking to carry that momentum forward. So I'm lucky to be in the position I'm in because I feel like it's cresting, and we need to make sure we're really executing on a vision and a concept of what we are and maximizing that to create a great place for people to visit, a great place for people to live. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Again, we're being joined right now by Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman. Let's talk about your first city council meeting, which that recently took place as well. And again, I mentioned Mallory Masuda and Donna Archuleta. These are two new members on the city council as well. So a lot of new faces. That's exciting in general because you're getting new visions. What was that first city council meeting like?
You know, to be honest, I was a little nervous. I've not run a city council meeting, but I think it ran smoothly. And I think it will, you know, continue to gel as we continue to work together. So it was fun to do. I'm looking forward to the next one. And again, that goes back to the learning curve and just making sure I'm executing these meetings in the proper manner, the right format. So, you know, there's a lot of dialogue and I'm sure a little more learning to be done. But again, it's great to sit at a table with people I like and respect and want to work together to make Helper all it can be.
You never stop learning, right?
Oh, no.
That's constant. It's going to be continual. So let's talk about what's at the top of your agenda now that you are the Helper City Mayor and everything for the past couple of months is behind you. I mean, what's at the top of your agenda?
Well, there are actually a couple of things, and they can move forward in parallel. They're not in contention with each other. One of the key things I'm personally working on is ensuring we have proper infrastructure as a city government. So this includes drafting job descriptions for every city role that we have so that the community can understand what the expectations are of staff, as well as putting together organizational charts, again, so the community knows how to escalate, who to escalate to. So all of those things just kind of build in some transparency in the governmental structure and functions. I'm also already hard at work on exploring options to improve our electrical grid. You're probably familiar. We underwent a huge infrastructure update with our water and sewer over the last several years. And, you know, if we want to be a destination, we have to have the proper infrastructure to support that. So the electrical grid is something that we need to explore. We need to educate ourselves on. So I attended a conference in December about that in an effort to learn. And then already have secured some electrical engineers who will be reviewing our grid at no cost. So that's just a big boom whenever you can get something like that. So that's moving forward. Because it will take time to formulate what do we need to do, what's our situation, how do we improve it. And along those lines, we have to educate ourselves because I'm not an electrical expert, but I want to make sure we make the best decision as a council and a leader of it that the city can get behind it and support it.
Seems like it's pretty vital in moving forward. I mean, the beautification of Helper has been well underway for a while, and you can tell, you know, there's immense improvement there. But it seems like this is going to be pretty vital in continuing that process.
That's correct. It will be a key component. And, you know, again, I think it's not a fix it next week situation, but it is a situation where we need to start exploring those options so we don't find ourselves in a negative situation and having to react. I very much want to lead a government body that is proactively looking at challenges, anticipating those challenges, and what we can do to get in front of those things, because I'd rather get in front of them than be run over by them.
Well, we talked to Price City Mayor Corianis just a little while ago, and he put a big emphasis during that interview on talking about the improvements that need to be made on Main Street and Price. Helper looks great on Main Street, but I know it's a long ways from done, isn't it?
That's correct. We actually were the recipients of a $40,000 allocation from the state legislature, and that funding just came through like literally a few weeks before I took office. So that will allow us to continue pushing forward. Our dilemma right now is we're in the heart of winter, so, you know, planting trees isn't something we can do at the moment. So we're really targeting to finish our Main Street, you know, spring, once we're able to do some of those things. And I'm really excited about that effort, because what our Main Street will be what our community has selected. So it's a community selected design. And that is, that just makes it that much more successful and that much more, you know, just ownership of keeping it up and making sure it stays beautiful. So,
well, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to stop by today. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't touched on?
No, just I have a open office, an open ear. I certainly don't have all the answers to the challenges in front of us, but I am willing to entertain and talk to people and find experts to help us make Helper all it can be.
Helper City Mayor Lenice Peterman, I definitely appreciate the time. Thank you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right, for more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.